Greetings, saints. Many blessings to you. Thank you for joining us today for the Unleavened Bread Bible Study. Father, we ask that you continue to show us and encourage us in the victories that are happening against the criminals of this world. Thank you, Father, that the people will be encouraged today with the success that's happening and will happen. We know that your words that you've given unto us so many times will come true. Amen. So I thought I'd just share a little bit of news with you before sharing a revelation with you. I think we're going to call this the 10 Days of Darkness and Trump's Return. So we're hearing that the 10 days of darkness planned by the white hats are upon us. Insiders have told us that there is going to be an interruption of electricity, which would, as you know, bring down water, power, gasoline, diesel pumps, etc. Internet. And I'm not saying all this will happen at one time, but it will. It's something they say has to happen because they're going to do many things at one time to upgrade us and to take down the deep state, etc. And I'm just saying that you should act accordingly with this knowledge and be prepared, okay? Now, we, of course, you know that the Lord is your provider. He's your Savior. You can trust Him for all things. Mark 11 and 24 will get you everything you need. Amen? And we're told that the trucking and the airlines are going to cease for a period of time. We already know that, I think, if I remember correctly, at least four airlines have been shut down. The trucking interruption means food will quickly begin to disappear from the store shelves. Don't forget, God multiplies the food, okay? Yes, you can have some in your house and be ready, but be ready also to go past the timing that they're talking about, right? The trucking interruption means that food will quickly disappear from the store shelves. And during this time, they're starting up the new Starlink satellites and taking out the deep state satellites. They've already at least taken down one of those satellites, and they're planning on taking them all down, from what I understand. And that, of course, will bring down the mainstream media. And for a while there, the military will be in charge of the media. Okay, these are all things that have been passed to us from insiders. And they're going to bring up a new internet, which is much safer and faster than the old internet. And they're going to bring down nuclear power plants and bring online free energy. this is free energy that they have discovered down in the deep state layers underneath the earth that they've been using down there for a long time. And since all of these things are connected, they will try to do all of this together. How long this will actually string out, we don't know. Trump is coming back, just as the Lord has told us, and the GCR will happen, along with Nasara Jassara, and blockchain voting on our phones and computers for the rulers of the new republic. The dominoes are falling. The states where the votes are contested are falling to Trump. The military will remove fake Biden, and Trump will quickly bring the economy back with the money that the deep state cabal stole from the people over centuries. And it's been collected by executive order. So be in prayer for all of this, success of all of this. In the beginning, of course, it's going to be for the rebuilding of the kingdom of God. And as we go along somewhere, there will be an interruption of all of this. And during the tribulation period, and the communists will come back into power, as we said, to persecute the church who now has the word of God in their hearts and need to fight this warfare. And of course, the deep state cabal doesn't want these things because it completely cuts them out of their piece of the pie, so to speak. So the timing could be disinformation. I warn you about that. I mean, we get very correct things, but they try to make the deep state think that this thing is happening immediately. And that's to cause them to stick their head up so that they can try to stop this. And when they make a move, they take them down to Gitmo. And also we're told that the special ops are executing higher-ups who are engaged in pushing the murderous vaccine and lockdowns. So, but through the timings, even though these timings are sometimes delayed, the happenings, I believe, are coming because they've got a history of being right on these things. They already got people to stock up on gasoline by bringing down the pipelines. Declassification of the criminals is all over the internet, but much more so as soon as the emergency broadcast system comes up. And it's ready to come up from what they're saying. I just want to make a little disclaimer here. I don't recommend going to Operation Disclosure, which I'm going to give you some information from, regularly, because it's kind of addicting. People get addicted into that and they quit the word. And this is, the Lord has warned us about this, and I'm warning you about this. You need to spend your time seeking. I mean, it's easy for me to give you a little synopsis of news like this. You know, everybody doesn't have to study it that way. But he's warned us that he wants his people to spend time in his word. This is where the spiritual man is born of. This is where he grows up in. This is what has eternal value. These little bits of news, though encouraging for people, are not something God wants us to spend a lot of our time in. And we've shared this quite a few times. The bride feeds on and is a manifestation of the Word of God. So I suggest, as always, that everyone pray and be led of the Lord and His Spirit first and foremost. And I pray for everyone to have wisdom for the times ahead. So here's a little bit of news I'm going to pass on to you. A portion of Operation Disclosure's word on 5/27/21. We called it The Event, 10 Days of Darkness, Fall of the Cabal, and Plan to Save the World. Literally, the Allied armies are spread out through the world right now, bringing down the cabal and its leadership right now. It's happening, and they are being successful. So I'll leave you a link here to this. We picked pieces out of it that we thought were important and relevant, so you wouldn't have to go spend a lot of time doing this, right? Anyway, just a note from me first before I go into this is that on the 28th in Operation Disclosure, it was reported that the Three Gorges Dam was believed to have already collapsed. Though everyone is trying to conceal this. And that's because this is the first domino to fall. And it will, by the way, bring down the economy ultimately. And we will see why in a few minutes here, I think. But I came to the conclusion that the Three Gorges Dam has fallen before this because we were told by Q to, quote, watch the water, unquote. Well, Google, for some strange reason, obviously to hide things, you know that they hide Planet X, they do everything they can, Google blocked the dam out of the satellite view. And a video that shows the dam was discovered to be a loop. In other words, it was played through, and then it played through again. Everybody's just seeing history. That's not the truth of what's going on. Vietnam is in historic flood, and the water there had to come through the Three Gorges Dam. Had to. And Chinese cities below the dam were underwater also. And this fall of the dam has been said to be the first domino to fall and would cause the destruction of the Bitcoin industry, which most of it is based right below the dam, in the bottom of the structure of the dam, along with the Chinese Communist Party's nukes. Yeah. And the slave trade, you know, also. And all this is underneath the dam. The dam has already was hit a long time ago and cracked many cracks and so on and so forth. And it was weakening and weakening. I shared with you a couple of years ago, how that the United States and Russia joined in an agreement to send a flood, since they were at the head of this wave, send a flood of rain into China. And the dams are above the Three Gorges Dam, are either weakened or gone. And there are earthquakes running up and down there, too, by the way. And because water pressure causes earthquakes. And we're told by Q that future proves the past. They talk about things coming in the future, which have already happened. I mean, they started their Gitmo trials, but they had already started them a year before. Biden was actually arrested over a year ago. And the original Biden, from what I'm understanding, is dead. And you can compare his original picture with the guy that's there now, and you can see that this is not the same fella. And everybody's saying that this is an actor. Now, there is one, I think there's one Biden in between there that is a clone. And they have really, you know, done their work on this. They've been making clones long before Dolly the Sheep. And they don't usually outlast the original very long before they die. If the original dies, then they're weakened for some kind of a reason. We don't exactly understand. I don't exactly understand, but it seems to happen. And there are many clones out there. Okay. Well, anyway, this telling you things are coming in the future when they've happened in the past is a way of confusing the enemy. They've lost the NSA and much of their intelligence, and I've read that they have to use burner phones to communicate. So this has hampered them quite a bit. And the Allies are there before they get there on a lot of the stuff that they do, you know, because they have the NSA and everything there. And this fall of the Bitcoin, which we are told will be resurrected under the new economy, leads us to the next dominoes mentioned by Q, and that's on Operation Disclosure. I'll just tell you what he says right here. He says, worldwide events, such as those that I've just spoken to you about, would occur, and maybe more, that I don't know about or we don't know about. Worldwide events would occur, including a Bitcoin stock market and global financial collapse. Why? it has to go down. It's feeding the deep state. It'll be the end of their money and their income, okay? And that's when the new economy is going to come up, the QFS, right? And the revelation of 2020 election fraud that would bring down the Biden-Harris administration, the fake Biden-Harris administration, and the destruction of 24 nuclear reactors, I'm still quoting Q here, in order for Jisara to be activated, and the most disturbing revelations on the rescue of millions of severely abused children, even more found deceased, from an international child trafficking ring run by the Vatican and political and global elites. After the worldwide events, we would see the internet and media knocked down to bring Project Odin online, a takeover of mass media through the new Starlink satellite system. And let me just say, too, as a note here, the nuke plants have to come down because they will be very dangerous when Planet X passes through. Very dangerous. And all the great earthquakes come. And besides, free energy has been replicated already and will replace the nukes as a source of power. That will be awesome. You know, that will make, I know that there, if you will take a look, many of you probably haven't, you can take a look and you will find that everybody's starting to make electric vehicles. And, of course, what Nisara Jisara would like to do is bring an end to the wars over oil and bring an end to the polluting oil and gasoline and diesel and so on. These electric vehicles that are out there now, they're tremendous. They're all coming online, and they have a lot less maintenance on them. Basically, there's far, far, far fewer parts on them. The electric motors have been pretty well perfected. Brushless motors, they're the thing of the future. Everything is going to go that way. I'm talking about tractors. I'm talking about buses. I'm talking about everything is going to go that way. And the batteries are being perfected. I know you're worried about past batteries. Don't worry about that, because they are perfecting these batteries. The elite was, of course, hiding all this from us, all this technology, for many years in their underground cities and tunnels. And much amazing technologies have been unearthed, so to speak. As you know, Trump has promised to bring all of this out to the world. And that's all a good thing. That won't get rid of the nasty people out there, and they're doing their best to take them down. I know that people have an idea. There are especially New Age people have an idea that everything is going to be hunky-dory now from here on out. That's a bunch of baloney. Anyway, okay, here's General Michael Flynn on Wednesday, May the 26th. He said, "The end of the game is approaching. Pain incoming." You understand, this is going to take a little bit of pain that people go through in the loss of these things temporarily before they can bring everything else back up. And but he goes on to say, "Nothing can stop what is coming, nothing. And where we go one, we go all." He goes on to say, "Military missions and arrests continue to wipe out cabal infrastructure in D.C., Brussels, NATO headquarters, Geneva, Switzerland, Octagon Group, Deep State Global headquarters, and Israel, Jerusalem Freemason, pedo-Satanist, psychopaths." Okay. Yes, you'll be surprised who turns out to be the enemy. Military tribunals were rendering justice to cabal criminals and traitors behind the scenes. And as I said, the combined forces of many nations are going through different parts of the world right now, bringing down the deep state. And they are winning. Here's one on Monday, the 24th of May. Former CIA Director John Brennan was convicted of murder and treason in a military tribunal. And by the way, it's not here, but he was sentenced to hang. And that's supposed to happen in the first few days of this next month, or maybe the first week of this next month, at the end of that time, somewhere in that period. That's supposed to happen. Okay, here's an interesting thing that was there. Romana Didulo, called the Sovereign Head of State and Commander-in-Chief of the Sovereign Republic of Canada. You see, they're working on the same exact things we are, aren't they? She was installed by the Allies. I'll just share this note here as a link. You can go there and listen to what she has to say. It's very interesting and encouraging, actually. Romana said things like this. She said, "Hello, Canada. I'm Romana Didulo. I'm the founder and leader of Canada First. As of this year, February 2021, I am the head of state and commander-in-chief of Canada, the Republic. In case you're wondering who appointed me as the head of state and commander-in-chief of the Republic of Canada, the people who appointed me are the White Hats and the U.S. military together with the global allied troops and their governments." I just shared you a little piece of this. Her whole speech is there. And she said, "The same people who helped President Trump." Yes, they helped her. The same people helped President Trump. And their ex-president has been locked up and probably will end up being executed. We will see. I'm not sure. Actually, he's kind of like Biden. He's a puppet. He's probably got an ankle bracelet on and so on. "I can officially confirm," she says, "that the special forces of the United States, Canada, Britain, Russia, Australia, Japan, Philippines, South Korea are presently in China liberating the Chinese people from the Chinese Communist Party. And their oppression and tyranny of the people. Meanwhile, the military operation of U.S. and allied forces inside the Republic of Canada also continues. Hold the line and the wine/beer. Shut off your TV. Go outside without a mask in groups, if possible. Live your lives. There was and is zero coronavirus pandemic in the Republic of Canada. Do not get vaccinated. Talk with your children and grandchildren about the dangers and lifelong irreversible damage from experimental vaccines, including the possibility of dying from it. Parents, stand up and protect your children from these experimental vaccines." And she went on, I'm not going to cover that part, but she went on and promised prosecution and death to those killing the people through these means. Okay, Operation Disclosure. On Sunday evening, May the 23rd, disclosure and worldwide mass arrests officially began. Again, these have been going on for a long time, but it's official. Which means, and I'll talk to you later about the official return of the president. There's a difference between what's really been going on and the official, right? Officially began while 2,149 National Guard troops left Washington, D.C. to give way for a military troop takeover of D.C., the National Guard would be busy making political and global elite arrests in their own states. All right. We need that desperately. And you know, the White House, physically speaking, is nothing now. Okay? Other than the fact that underneath it, there are literally cities and tunnels. And I think they have captured some of the house down there. And so on. So I'm hearing that kind of stuff too. On Monday, the 24th of May, multiple whistleblowers inside Facebook began coming forward with leaked internal documents, including that the state of Georgia was the first to decertify 2020 election results. Fauci, Gates, and Obama had colluded with the Chinese Communist Party, their funding of the Chinese Wuhan lab with U.S. taxpayer dollars, plus their patents of COVID-19 virus and vaccines. Yes, they had it all ready. They did it. Chinese scientists revealed this pandemic started in a lab paid for by Fauci, BlackRock, and Gates in a treasonous attempt to take down democracies of the world and bring in a new world order. Yes. Here's a cue drop. I'm going to give you share a few cue drops here. Cue drop 364. As you know, Q speaks trying to hide some things, you know. And he said, follow the crumbs. You have it all. Dark 10. That's the 10 days of darkness. Enjoy the show, because it is a show. They're putting on a show. They've said for a long time that you can't just tell people these things. They have to see it with their eyes. And they're putting on a show. Okay. Question asked, question answered. This drop tells you that ISO 20022 regulation, metal backing, or the QFS, that's a valuable gold and silver backing for the QFS, and that's the new financial system, which is going to restore the economy, will be forced in the 10 days of darkness after the event on Earth has happened. They don't exactly describe what the event is. They kind of leave it up to confuse the deep state. It could be those first dominoes that we were talking about falling, or something even bigger that many people don't even know about, like Planet X maybe. You know. Cue drop number 282. When is the 10 days of darkness? Shutdown equals shutdown. Watch the water. Eyes on Ripple and BTC, which I think is Bitcoin. It all begins with finance. So the disaster all begins with a financial collapse. And as you can see out there, it's happening. People are hardly getting parts. So much has been shut down out there, it would amaze you, has been already shut down. People are not getting the parts to continue manufacturing so much. And I saw a car lot that I knew was full, and now it's empty, and they're trying to get people to, I'm talking about, this was a Ford lot in particular just a few weeks ago. It was full of cars, and now it's almost empty. And they're trying to get people to sell back to them their cars that they bought there. In fact, I know that that is happening. And so they're selling these. They've got new cars being made that they don't have the chips. They don't have the lithium. They don't have many things that they need to actually put them on the road. So people are being shown what happens under communist leaders. Here's another cue, the Storm Rider. Every nation will be exposed after the greatest events thus far in the 21st century take place. Always remember, U.S. military is a worldwide sting operation. 22 nations to take down the cabal. These are their armies, by the way, joined together. Next steps of the plan will be the hardest moments that Anons and Patriots will go through. This is where all hope is lost. And they're saying that there is some things coming that are going to make people once again lose hope. I haven't lost any hope because I'm not going by what men have said. I'm going by what the Lord has told us in his revelations, dreams, visions, etc. And told us from the very beginning. And he's doing it. So that's what I'm going by. And this stuff here, we know that these things are going on. In particular, we can't prove a lot of things, but there is a lot that is being proven. You just got to know where to look, right? This event was planned, and it had to be this way. It is all connected. DS, they got in parentheses to hide. So if you do a search, you don't come up with a deep state. Getting ready to trigger world mass riots against police in major nations and create the largest race wars to take place among society. Near-death civilization events get closer. Yes, we've told you from the beginning that this was coming. When the vote is proven to be wrong, even though these people, they're communists. They lie. If they got their mouth open, they're lying, you know. So they did it. And it's going to be proven that they did it. And the dominoes are falling as we speak. I'm talking about those states who are the most important in the vote. And they're falling. Okay, the real news for Wednesday, May 26th. This is still on Operation Disclosure. Banks failing. Fed struggling to maintain control. All of this is part of the plan, by the way. The silver is about to go vertical, and there's a link there so you can go look at that. Breaking news, this is an absolute must-listen. Skip to 5-minute mark, May 28th. We will start to see stuff going down, and it is going down. Okay. U.S. Second Lady Carolyn Bessette Kennedy, that's JFK Jr.'s wife. Yes, he is alive. Joe Biden, Bill Gates, and the CCP are working together to put American farmers out of business. This is true. They're buying up farmland all over the place. Bad thing. I don't think we're dealing with the original Bill Gates, by the way. I think he's dead. And Mark Zuckerberg, Bill Gates, and George Soros spent hundreds of millions of dollars rigging the presidential election for Joe Biden. Isn't that treason? Yeah. So that was from a second lady. All right. Shocking CDC report. The latest adverse responses on COVID vaccination are devastating. Yes, and they will multiply and get more and more devastating. And this is a murderous bunch. They knew what they were doing, and they did it. Okay, here's Juan O'Savin, who many people believe, and I do also, that this has actually been JFK Jr., who escaped the deep state's attempts to assassinate him by dumping his plane in the ocean. And, of course, they didn't find him. So, anyway, Juan O'Savin and Champ David Nino Rodriguez, who was interviewing him, talks about the shocking arrest. Buckle up. It's also on Before It's News. The moves that will occur in the months ahead, according to this article, will actually make life more dire. People will not see it coming. It will be a gut punch and very hard for people to grasp. That's Juan O'Savin. He is actually the vice president. And you'll find all that out later. it's very hard for people to grasp. The trafficking of children, the human slavery. There are more slaves on the earth today than ever in human history. It is true. They have saved millions of children and found millions more dead children and women and et cetera, boys. Early next year, the movie Sound of Freedom will come out about child trafficking. If I'm not mistaken, it's probably out already. We'll see. Everybody wants to know what Durham is doing. Well, he is getting ready, and the audits are going to help him, and the arrests are going to come. Q Plus, who is Trump, says game over. We have it all. Assets are seized. It's true. They've got so many tons of gold and silver taken from the deep state. They have plundered them in every place. All assets are seized, foreign and domestic. Alternative, Before It's News, has also got that report. The Durham report is coming soon. George Papadopoulos predicts it will be released simultaneously with the results of the 2020 election audits. Find out who will be implicated. Which deep state actors will be the first to face firing squads for treason and sedition against the United States of America? Trump will return soon. Not as president of the bankrupt U.S. corporation, but rather the president of the new Republic of the United States. In this new American Republic, we the people have all the power. Now, you know, I don't have to agree with everything they say here. I'm just reporting what they said, okay? You pick out of it what you like. We believe that God has all the power, and he's the one that did this, and nobody can take credit for it. It's a miracle. There is no federal income tax, and America returns to the gold standard. Welcome to the Great Awakening. Nothing can stop what is coming. Nothing. Enjoy the show. Okay, and the show goes on. More arrests in D.C. Kamala Harris. Okay, yep. Buses and police in D.C. and more. And Before It's News article there, Q and Trump. Now it has been confirmed that COVID emerged out of the Wuhan lab in China. The Chinese military is not responding to our Secretary of Defense's calls. They don't think he has any authority. They don't think he has any power. And basically they're backed away from him and fake Biden. So be prepared. Again, still in Operation Disclosure, military tribunals, 16 CIA arrests, dams going down, boom, boom, boom. Also, it's been reported in Before It's News. Military tribunals, 16 arrested, China dams going down, Gina Haspel is singing like a canary, the Pope's snake building, they show a picture of the Pope's snake building. It's clearly made to look like the head of a snake, which he is. Fake Biden goes unhinged, needs to go bye-bye. Yep. Nanoparticles are in the jab. Texas is open 100%. Stand up, Americans. Where we go one, we go all. I'm not preaching patriotism, folks. I'm still preaching God, you know. But I'm telling you where they're standing, and they're doing the hard labor, the physical labor here, because Christians can't do what these people are doing. It's illegal for us. We have to stay within our boundaries, you know. And he uses vessels of honor and vessels of dishonor and vessels all in between. The Lord does. So we just watch him work. Let's see, COINTELEGRAPH.com news. Today, this will be huge. The banks cautious about crypto ahead of COVID-19 testimony before the U.S. Senate. This year saw a record bull run in cryptocurrency markets as major financial institutions opened up to digital assets. And I'm telling you, the new economy is going to use digital assets, but it's going to be under new owners. Okay. Tesla healing technology for cures was patented in 1934, but only for the 1%. That's who's had it up until now, the 1%. So they do have these miracle healing technologies. Okay. Am I promoting them? No, I'm not. I'm not for Christians. Okay. But I don't mind seeing the world healed until they find out that Jesus Christ is the healer. Okay. God is in control of all of that. And here's some more. Holy moly, futures contracts for all precious metals are changed to tomorrow, 5/26/2021, same day as the blood moon and the CEO Senate hearing. Ouch for the big banks, especially J. Paul Morgan. Okay. Here's a link of Trump, where Trump stresses the need for, listen, immediacy of his return, and says, or we won't have a country left. He's pointing out how bad things are out there. You know, I have a son that he works in the motorcycle industry, repairs motorcycles and jet skis and four-wheelers and all that kind of stuff. And he has excellent connections for parts. And he says, you just can't get them in. So he's got stuff torn down and waiting to go back together, which will ultimately come. And that's all, everywhere. This is everywhere. Okay, here's an awesome dream given to Garrett Crawford, on 5/16/21. We called it Trump Returns with a Vengeance. I dreamed I was in a long line of people. We were all in a single file. My note is, as we will see, Garrett represents a group of people whose eye is single and who walk a narrow path of sanctification from the world and the worldly. Luke 11:34 says, the lamp of thy body is thine eye, and when thine eye is single, thy whole body also is full of light, and when it is evil, thy body also is full of darkness. There, he went on to say, there was a young Air Force cadet or service woman in full uniform at the end of the line, checking us off. We seemed to be waiting to get into a venue or rally. I had no idea why we were in line. But after, of course, this for security, you do have to have some security, right? But there's more spiritual revelations here. But after a long time, I found myself as the very last person. And as we will see, this is my note here, this young Air Force cadet could represent a future overcomer or little sister spoken of in Song of Solomon. These are the ones that will come out of the apostate church system and even the New Age system. Song 8:8-9, we have a little sister and she hath no breasts. What shall we do for our sister in the day when she shall be spoken for? If she be a wall, we will build upon her a turret of silver. And if she be a door, we will enclose her with boards of cedar. The bride speaking about the little sister, how they were preparing the little sister to meet the king, right? Amen. The service woman looked at me and took additional information from me that was not asked of anyone else. Of all the people in line, I was the only one she singled out to get this information. Well, they will ask us many questions about the things that they never learned from their apostate church leadership. Amen. I felt uncomfortable that I was singled out and asked her why only I was chosen. I believe Garrett represents the first fruits here, you know. She said she wasn't sure, but she said she could find out and walked away. So I have no idea why I was singled out by the service woman. I wasn't in trouble, it seems. The woman was smiling at me while she was asking me the questions about myself. But even she didn't know why I was singled out. I think that many will want to know why we were chosen, and they will come out from among her, that is the Babylonish apostate harlot, and be separate. And they will find out and learn about sanctification, the opportunity to come into the image of Christ, and so on. 2 Corinthians 6:14 through 18 says, "Be not unequally yoked with unbelievers." And you know, the Lord Jesus told us who believers are. We have to believe Jesus. Jesus said, "These signs shall accompany them that believe." And then he talks about these supernatural signs. Believers are not what they have made believers out to be in our day. Believers believe the Bible. And they have signs and wonders following. And they have the gifts of the Holy Spirit, etc., etc. "For what fellowship have righteousness and iniquity? Or what communion hath light with darkness? And what concord hath Christ with Belial?" There's a great mixture out there. The churches are worldly, and they like it so. "Or what portion hath a believer with an unbeliever? Yet the church is full of unbelievers. And what agreement hath a temple of God with idols? For we are a temple of the living God, even as God said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Wherefore, come ye out from among them, and be ye separate, says the Lord, and touch no unclean thing, and I will receive you, and will be to you a father, and you shall be to me sons and daughters, says the Lord Almighty." Well, amen. Many are having doubts about Trump's return before the 2024 election. I believe Garrett was, my personal belief is that Garrett was singled out because he personally needed a confirmation that Trump was coming back. At this point, Garrett said, "I was all alone in the kitchen, deep within the back rooms of this large concert hall or stadium. The only way I knew this was all the noise and the commotion was echoing down the halls. There were many thousands of people somewhere cheering in expectation. I had no idea what for." The thousands of people, he has in parenthesis, waiting in the arena could have been there for a Trump rally. I believe that's exactly right. I'm going to share, I think, some proof of that. So that he could come out and speak to them. And in the dream, I never went into the venue with the crowd like everyone else did. Okay, well, the Trump rallies are already planned through June and beyond. True disciples of Christ recognize that our kingdom is not of this world, as Jesus told us in his word, John 18:36. Jesus answered, "My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, then would my servants fight, that I would not be delivered to the Jews. But now is my kingdom not from hence." So after a few minutes, I heard a basement door open behind me, and men in suits started coming out. It was a big entourage of people. Then came Donald Trump up the stairs with this dark, from this dark and dungeon-like basement. All of his attendants scattered to important jobs and tasks. It was such a shock to me when President Trump appeared from the basement. I was not expecting that at all. Well, let me say, again, he is coming back. And officially, because he never left and has ruled through the military, he still has the nukes under his hand. He still has Air Force One. Biden has been left in a fake White House to prove how life and economies do under a communist. Everyone will soon see. We are not looking to a man to worship or to save us, because we understand that God is sovereign and he puts into power the basest of men for his own plans and purposes. Daniel 4:17. The sentence is by the decree of the watchers, and the demand by the word of the holy ones, to the intent that the living may know that the Most High ruleth in the kingdom of men, and giveth it to whomsoever he will, and setteth up over it the basest of men, or the lowest of men. So we're told that Trump will return, and the election audits will prove he was voted in as president. He won't be president under USA Incorporated laws, because it is defunct. But he will be recognized as president, and Nasara law dictates that there has to be a new election for all rulers of the republic, which Trump will be inaugurated as president of around mid-August, they're saying. Okay. Only I was left alone with Donald Trump. He was fierce and angry, like a mother bear robbed of her cubs. He was bloodied. His nose was bleeding, and his thumb was bloody. He was not in a good mood. Well, Donald Trump coming out of the basement bloodied and angry was foreshadowing of his return in some form. The thumb is the opposing digit of all the digits of the hand, and without it, we couldn't grasp things or use our hands as God intended them for use. And the hand represents either our works or Christ's works through us. And Jesus is the arm of the Father who will rule for him as his disciples. We are his hands and his feet. Isaiah 40:10 says, "Behold, the Lord will come as a mighty one, and his arm will rule for him. Behold, his reward is with him, and his recompense before him." As we know, when the Lord comes, he takes down the Edomite, Judas people who are persecuting his people. And the bloodied thumb here probably represents seemingly set back of God's work through Trump and the temporary victory of the deep state over the Trump administration, all of which is showing everybody in the world how corrupt the deep state is. Praise God. And I believe God allowed this handicapping of his work through Donald Trump's temporarily so that people could see the evil of the deep state in the Democrats too, demon rats too, and so that everything could be exposed and brought to the light. Because according to Luke 8:17, nothing is hid that shall not be made manifest, nor anything secret that shall not be made known, right? And it will all come to light. So he rummaged through the kitchen and grabbed a container of sugar and poured it on the hot grill and then stuck his bloody thumb in it. And what is he trying to sugarcoat here? Maybe he is trying to make things more acceptable to the public. Sun Tzu's The Art of War, which Trump ascribes to, says, "Appear strong when you're weak, and weak when you're strong," in order to throw your enemies off track and to cause them to underestimate you, right? I tried to make small talk with him, but he was on edge. He was still angry about the election and very bitter. He was reminiscing about how much respect the elite fighter pilots used to give him when he would walk into a military base. And I just listened to him with respect and always referred to him as Mr. President. And after talking with him for a few minutes, he appeared like a 10-foot tall and glowing, like he had this powerful aura. I was quite intimidated and overwhelmed by his presence, and there was some kind of supernatural change. Well, the number 10 represents the law and judgment, and God's going to use President Trump to bring his justice on these evil deep state Satanists for their wickedness. His power will be much greater this second time around to usher in the Great Awakening and the time of great revival of God's elect during the first half of the tribulation period and the time leading up to it. And Garrett went on to say, but his ego grew with it. And of course, this could be a warning to us to pray for him. His ego grew with it, with his growth, in other words. He kept bragging how great he was. I didn't feel completely comfortable with it, but I had to acknowledge something powerful was taking place. So let's pray for him about that ego, okay? Okay, here's another one. Trump and the U.S. restored to power. This is given to David Dengler, 5/26/21. And David interpreted it, did a fine job. David's helped us a lot in the past interpreting a lot of personal dreams and visions. So, in a dream, I saw a large body of water, he said, representing the American people, with a hovercraft traveling over it. The hovercraft was very large and powerful. And he said the hovercraft represents the power and industry of the United States. It looked new and clean and was painted red, white, and blue. United States of America was written on the sides. It reminded me of Air Force One. The hovercraft is new. New industries and businesses will be created with much power. What is unique about a hovercraft is that it floats on a cushion of air and can travel across almost any surface, ground, water, mud, ice, etc. This makes the hovercraft almost unstoppable. In this instance, the air cushion represents wind or the Spirit of God that will support this coming change. Amen. A door opened and Donald Trump walked out. Donald Trump coming out of the door of the hovercraft represents his restoration to the presidency of the United States. He turned to his left and began running around the deck of the hovercraft. He did not run like a 70-year-old, but a much younger, stronger man. And he had, in parenthesis, when he turns left and runs around the deck, he is running counterclockwise. In other words, he is turning back the clock and restoring to the country those things that were taken away. He runs like a younger man, quickly restoring the Constitution, and I put original Constitution because that's what we're going back to, not the ones that the liberals destroyed and destroyed and destroyed. So, okay. All right. I think we'll go into a word here. Let's go into a revelation here, and I'll share it with you in Jesus' name.